Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show, the Spirit of America Party book, and soon it will be 911 again, and the Spirit of America Party, our challenge coin says, 911, we forget nothing, and they're going to gloss it over. They do not teach 911 in schools, especially in New York. Isn't that a disgrace? Heritage is a dirty word. American heritage has to be removed from the body politic, from the minds of the people. American heritage is taboo, Moana. You cannot go there. But let me tell you a couple of things. If God had not intervened and sent Trump, we'd all be little communists now. We have lost our way. Look into Clinton bribery. Who are you going to send to do that? The IRS? Why don't you join the left BI and get a lubber? Now the DOIJ, that's the Department of Injustice, Jeff Sessions recused himself right after he was appointed to the job. How do you think you'd do if you went to work tomorrow and you told the boss you were recusing yourself? I only want to do this and I only want to do that. I'm recusing myself from anything else. Yeah, how long would you last? Obama couldn't make Aretha Franklin's funeral, but he made John McCain's. It is really sad. And he's a community organizer, a communist community organizer. And two guys, I hope, will live forever. President Clinton and President Obama. I dread the day I see the green garbage truck coming down Pennsylvania Avenue with the galoshes reversed on the running boards. Yes, sir. I never want to see that. Trump got here just in time. Turn your hymn book to the Battle Hymn of the Republic on page 494. Homeschool your children on American heritage and flag love. And when the NFL ESPN game comes on, take the whole family bowling for your country. In the meantime, we'll pay a tribute to the gospel people.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make, I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to lead my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray this name. I need a hand clapping.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Oh.
Hands clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar to lead my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray his name.
I need a church that don't mind praising the Lord. Need a church we all don't want to call, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yes,
I need a church where I can pray his name.
Oh, I need a church for the word of the Lord is we all come together. Oh, how we gonna give. Sing, shout, praise all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can pray.
Praise. Yeah. Oh. Come on.
Yeah. I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along.
I really do. I need a
this is for people that are suffering in hospitals and homes.
Behold the cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary's own babe, so cold and so helpless before her on Calvary Hill.
Those who divide us will destroy us. And there's a lot of people out there driving wedges between you and me. Which brings up my next subject, which is entitled, Ye Old Race Card Ain't What It Used to Be. Back in the 50s, before the Democrat communists labeled every white man a racist, this racist was pre-labeled an N-lover. I was bused into Harlem before integration to St. Joseph's Grammar School at Convent Avenue and 125th Street. Harlem used to belong to the Irish at one time. The headquarters for the Irish Echo newspaper is still at 125th Street and Broadway. Our school, St. Elizabeth's, at 187th Street and Broadway had burned down. And the white nuns on Convent Avenue made room for us in the school where they taught black children for free. You cannot get that grade in education today. My high school education is far superior. Signing your life away for in communist colleges. I'm telling you. It's really sad. I hear guys walking around with 100 G's in debt. For 100 G's in debt, you can open up your own business and make 100 G's in a year. So you can't get that grade in education today. Later on, I went to Bishop DeBoer High School at 155th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, where kids of all colors were taught by priests and Marist Brothers. And the only abuse was physical. You want to see my knuckles? After graduation, I decided to push up my draft because in my neighborhood, the wait time for a draft notice was 8 years. So I took the subway token that came with my only greeting from the president of the USA, and I took a cab to Whitehall Street. An Army doctor found me physically fit, and off I went to Fort Hood, Texas. There, I was pre-labeled by my peers as an N-lover. A very upset boy from the Carolinas said to me, "If you love those N's so much, O.D., why not go to N-Town and live with them?" To which I replied, "I do." And then I broke into the white N-lover doo-wop song by the Drifters, White Christmas. A couple of months later, I got even. Two things GIs love, women and beer. The rebels' weakness was women. And at a 10-minute fall outbreak, I proceeded to describe the beauty of women and put him in a fantasy mode. It went something like this. "There she is, the most beautiful woman you ever saw in your life. And she's in your arms as her body clings to yours." And the guy goes, "Yes, yes." "The smell of her perfume is intoxicating as you lean down and kiss those big, beautiful, yes, yes, Nubian lips. God damn you, O'Donnell." All these college communists who can't pay their tuition and think Bernie Sanders is picking up the tab and passing it along to Americans working three jobs will get a day of reckoning after they take the hoods off and put down their window-breaking hardware. They will come to realize that their Communist Party has been playing the black man since the Bolsheviks infiltrated the Negro Garagemen's Association in Queens, New York in 1914. That is how long communism has been playing fools, since the Bolsheviks shot and bayoneted the entire Romanov family. The same time the Bolsheviks were telling blacks they were oppressed in the USA. I don't know if you noticed, but white South Africans are asking for asylum in Russia. Not because Russia is the home of communism, but because Russia is all white. Communist China is all yellow, as is Japan. Be careful whose face you spit in. He might be a friend. If you want straight answers, talk to your own people. Talk to gospel blacks, not those who muzzle you. Not the money changers like NBC Sharpton and Jesse James Jackson. The gospel people in the hood who try to save are your answer. When the 12 apostles in Alabama were gunned down by a sick atheist, the first thing the communist press showed was him with a rebel flag, but they never said he hated Christians. Beware of label lobbers. An Iraq war veteran with two kids took 85% of the Republican Party vote in Florida for governor. His name's DeSantis. He made a statement about the communist candidate on the Democrat side. He said, "Better not monkey up our progress." Did you ever hear the phrase throwing a monkey wrench in the works? The communist press kicked into first gear the very next day. They labeled DeSantis a racist. 65 million voters who elected Trump and don't buy the race card. I say it is dead. And left with a communist president who paid Iran cash to kill black and white GIs, who die on the battlefield together and call each other brother. Those who divide us will destroy us. Time to bury all labels and hold the press accountable for creating division among the people. They are all guilty of it, including Fox, who plays the fair and impartial game. There's nothing fair about Shepard Smith, Geraldo Rivera, Marie Hoff, Juan Williams and his Che Guevara jammies, Chris Matthews Wallace and Brett Baer. 2 years, the Democrat Communist Party has played Mumfries and Sticks in the Mud. To give President Trump any cooperation only makes him and the people a stronger. Next time a communist calls you a racist, hit him with White Christmas. You do the bass part. Spirit of America Party. You know, the Democrat Party of Harry Truman is no more. When the Irish first came to the USA, they all went to the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party did things for them. But there came a time, I guess during the McCarthy days, Joe McCarthy days, that the Irish started to pull away from the Democrat Party. And they found they were more comfortable in the Republican Party. In the 70s, the last communist who ran for president was a guy named Gus Hall. And Gus Hall used to say that his party will strangle the Congress with the guts of the Senate. He was paid in advance communist. He got a paycheck from Russia. And he ran for president and he failed. So he turned to his party and told them to infiltrate the Democrat Party and take it over. And that's what they did. And that's who runs the Democrat Party today. It used to be socialists. And if you go to the Socialist Party of America, they have a list of every Congress member that's a member of their Socialist Party. And there's 70 Democrats on that list. And one Senator, Bernie Sanders. And if you see the names of the 70 members of the the Democrat Socialist Party, because socialism is stage three communism. There's four stages to communism. One is capitalism. They need to raise money to kill the capitalists. And two is to organize and politicize. And three is the Socialist Party, which is peaceful revolution. And when that fails, then they go to the final stage, stage four, which is violent communism, like Antifa, like CARE. Yeah, you have no idea how much we have been undermined over 45 years. You have no idea. I have no idea, and I'm more aware than you are. There's a guy named Jimmy from Brooklyn. He spent his whole life studying the Communist Party. He has every periodical they ever printed. And his saying is, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And you can use that when they lose, they win, and apply it to the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center. The ACLU was founded by a communist named Roger Baldwin. The New York Times has endorsed communism since the Bolshevik Revolution. The New York Times covered up the murder of 12 million Ukrainians by the Bolsheviks, by Stalin. And you know how he killed 12 million? He starved them out. He surrounded them and starved them out and forced them to eat their children. You should read about it. You won't see here about it because the Times, who called Castro the George Washington of Cuba and called Mao the George Washington of China. There used to be a subway ad on the walls of the New York subway tunnels in the late 50s, early 60s. And it was a picture of Castro. And it said, underneath it said, I got my job through the New York Times. And I think the editor who covered up the murder of the Ukrainians for the Times was a communist named Durante. I don't know if his first name was Jimmy Durante, but he wasn't funny. And that's how long Americans have been brainwashed by the Party of Death. Harry Truman was the last Democrat. And Harry Truman said, when they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. And he also said, when asked, what's politics like? He said, I had two jobs in my lifetime. One as a politician and one as a piano player in a brothel. And they're pretty much the same. And he also said, if you want a dog, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. And that's the truth. Harry was the last real Democrat. He got stopped. And when he left office, guess what? He still had a mortgage on his house. Back then, mortgages, a big mortgage was $25,000. He had to write a book to get out of hock. And he paid his always paid his debts. Both he and Lincoln owed money as presidents. And they made payments every month. Now, how many payments you think the Clintons make on their debt? The Sultan of Morocco was told if he wanted to speak to Hillary, he had to contribute $3 million for 3 minutes. Do you think that after the first 3 minutes, the operator clicked in and said, sorry, Sultan, your time is up. Please deposit another $3 million for the next 3 minutes? How can the Secretary of State sell uranium to the Russians who sold it to the Iranians? And then they told the big lie. 20% of the uranium is all that the Russians took. The Russians took 100% of everything coming out of the ground. It might total 20%, but it was 100% of everything coming out of the ground at that time. Terry McAuliffe bought the Clintons their home in Chappaqua. He, as a reward for doing that, he was given the governorship of Virginia. And Terry McAuliffe called his friend in Charlottesville, Virginia, the mayor. And they created a stunt. You know what the stunt was? They allowed the KKK to clash with Antifa. Now, if you were a New York City cop and you heard that, no way were any cop in New York City allowed two opposing groups to mingle. They know the outcome. And so did the Democrats when they pulled that communist stunt in Charlottesville. And they didn't even protect the lives of the people, because Lenin says you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. They wanted dead people down in Charlottesville so they could blame the Republicans. Charlottesville. And you want the proof of the pudding? There was a narrow street that a nut job ran his car down and killed a girl. One sand truck would have blocked that street, and that girl would be alive today. But like Rahm Emanuel, the communist, says, never let a good crisis go to waste. I'm going to break for a tune. I'm dedicating this to the gospel blacks who vote for Trump.
Mountains came to be, and the
Did you happen to see the Communist College takedown of a statue of Silent Sam, a Confederate soldier? Did you see those ruffians, thugs, and communists pulling that statue down? Well, the day after it happened, a black man showed up in a Confederate uniform, and he was the spirit of the Southland. And he stood there all by himself in a Confederate uniform and a big Confederate flag. And I'm sure he was harassed, but he didn't care. He was from the South. It was his home. He loved it. He loved the people of the South. And he wasn't going to let no communist do a disservice to those who sacrificed for their country. For years, the South has been scorned and mocked as Jesus was mocked by the communists. Northern comedians making fun of Southerners. If you want the classic example of how Hollywood depicts a Southerners, what's the movie that they always show as a typical Southern lifestyle? Oh, I can't think of it. Burt Reynolds was in it. I think... It slips my mind. But you know the one I'm talking about. And that's how they depict the South. Hollywood, communist Hollywood, has always worked on dividing the country. A United States destined to be divided and will fall. And that's the plan. There's a woman called Frances Fox Pibbins. She is a lifelong communist. And she said on C-SPAN, in the presence of an Arab KGB agent a couple of years ago, live on TV, that Obama, under the radar, has planted key people, or planted good people. Okay? And you know where they are. They're in the IRS. They're in the Pentagon. There are guys rotting away in Fort Leavenworth. And their only crime was they served their country with vigor. And they saved their lives and the lives of their men. And for that, they were punished. And they're rotting away in Fort Leavenworth. And some are black. One guy comes to mind, Derek Miller. He's got two girls. And I think he's already done 10 years in prison. And all he did was he kept the oath that he took. But Obama wants to make examples of patriotism so that there are no more patriots. They don't want American heritage. And today the rebel flag comes down, but tomorrow the American flag comes down and the cross. And they're already working on the cross. So, meet a real American. Beware communist soldiers. Thank you, sir, for your beau geste. The truth is your sword. You honor the South, who has been cast by the media communists as all racist and Klansmen of the Democrat Party. It's the Klan that belonged to the Democrat Party. Students have no idea what America is about. 50% will surrender at the first order of battle. They can never sacrifice like Americans do. They live wasted lives adrift on an ocean of communist drugs and propaganda. And drugs, my friends, is chemical warfare, and it originates in China and Russia. There's a book by a guy named Joe Douglas called Red Cocaine. And on the cover, they got a picture of Lenin with a hypodermic needle and a hammer and sickle and crack rocks. Yeah. When America wakes up, it's going to be very interesting. There's going to be a lot of ticked off people. They live wasted lives adrift on an ocean of communist drugs and propaganda. Their goal today is the stars and bars. Tomorrow, the stars and stripes. Then the cross. Already, prayer has been muzzled by the communist moment of silence. Lead us, O valiant soldier. We salute you and Silent Sam. God bless. His name is H.K. Edgerton. E-D-G-E-R-T-O-N. And he, I call him God's Freedom Watchman. Spirit of America Party radio show. So, we're gonna play the Navy hymn for H.K. H.K. Edgerton has at least two videos on YouTube. If you do Silent Sam, Confederate Man, you'll probably catch it on YouTube. It's watch question mark, lowercase v equals 3, caps TX, WW, lowercase p, caps Q, lowercase g, w, caps r, lowercase w. But you should be able to find him. And he's a great guy. So, having said that, I'm going to pick a tune called Smooth Samba. And we'll dedicate it to our friends in Latin America, especially the poor Venezuelans, whose president told them to raise rabbits in apartment houses. What do rabbits eat? Lettuce. Well, they have no lettuce. Carrots. And they have no carrots. How are you going to raise rabbits? It's sad. Communism kills. The name of the game is football. And ESPN is not going to show the national anthem anymore. And the NFL, I can't tell you what the F means now, but the NFL has cut off their nose to spite their face. And it's really sad. It is absolutely sad. Now, who do you think likes football more than firemen? They're sitting around the firehouse and waiting for the bell to go off. They're watching TV. They're watching a football game. Right? Firemen love football. They're in the pools. You know, they got the voting, the money pools. Football is their life's blood. American football was America's life's blood. Not anymore. 3 weeks ago, I did a survey in a firehouse in New York City. 50% no longer watch NFL games. That's a lot of people. And the other 50% respect the rights of the 50% that's not watching. So I say, and it's already happened, the first game, the Dolphins took a knee. That's it. Gone. Sayonara. Adios. Auf Wiedersehen. Au revoir. I'm gone, baby. You will not see me, two generations of my family. So if you have a death wish, you're really fulfilling it. I said after the first KKKK attack, that's Kaepernick Communist Kneecappers, I'm gone. Bye-bye from two generations of my house. The right knee is for Jesus, the left knee is for marriage proposals. And a raised clenched fist is not black power. It's a sucker move. It is a salute to international communism. Adios. I will tell 10 people, and they will tell 10 people. Last week's New York survey in a firehouse, half no longer watch the NFL. The half that watches is very sensitive to their fellow boycotters. That's from me, the Spirit of America Party radio show on blogtalkradio.com. I don't have a big audience, but they tell 10 people. And then I told you about Silent Sam. He was blindfolded by a Confederate battle flag. Silent Sam falls in battle again, killed by the college communists in an ambush. College communists, better wake up. You're going to graduate owing $100,000. How are you going to pay it back? Who's going to give you a job if you tell them you're a college communist? You have to hide that. You have to hide that. Yeah. You got a long way to go to earn that money back. And some communist professor is laughing his ass off. He got another sucker today. So, to this day, Silent Sam serves his country and reminds us why we live. His kin went on to serve this country in every war. Whenever there is freedom's call, Silent Sams will defend us all. Thank you, Southland, for our great heritage. Thank you, alumni and daughters of the Confederacy, for Silent Sam. Those who divide us will destroy us. 2 years of hard communist work, and all they have is Manaforte. One guy who defeated 10 of the 18 charges, and they call that shit a win. The New York Canary will now compose anything you want to hear. Lenny the Lackey was ordered by the Party of Death to get close to Cohen and betray him. Nice job. The White Python loves you. The Queen of Russian Uranium. Hitler, no collusion of Putin. Lenny the Lackey will be decorated with the Order of Lemon. Levin is the constitutional watchdog. Levin for the Supreme Court. Lanny Zelacky works for Hillary Putin. The Russian Uranium Queen. Trump works 7 days a week to benefit all Americans. The drug-dealing, baby-killing Communist Party has used minorities and offers no way up the ladder. All the rungs are broken. Just look at all the candidates of color in 2016. There were none. They only had one candidate, Hillary. And Bernie was paid off to fake going to the convention. The White Python was the only candidate. Wake up, colorful people. Stop being used like a doormat. Support your own like a Cortez. Now, not what the Communist Party tells you to do. She may be a communist, but she's your communist, not the party's communist. She's only a 28, and she will see the writing on the wall. The old communist has to go. People were surprised to learn today she's from Westchester. She just gets her picture taken in front of the ghetto. Cohen is a cowardly fool who hurts people. But when he gets hurt, he will sing you any song you tell him to. Too many people have security clearances and they sell secrets. From the beginning, this was a get Trump out of our Cosa Nostra because he opens the basket of snakes. Have you ever seen so much corruption? Why does a politician spend $5 million to get a job that pays $179,000? You were not supposed to see any of it. All the incriminating evidence was laying around the White House. Then God chose Trump. Scramble time. Destroy the evidence or we will all be in prison. We have to impeach him. He's ruining everything. Call in our pimps and hookers. Get out the smear machine. Play all the cards. CNN controls 350 newspapers. Spread fake news. If we don't stop him, we will lose our payoffs. Or as we say in Pornowood, the envelope, please. Cohen said he would take a bullet for Trump, and now he's taking suppositories for Mullah Mullah. NBC changed the Republican color from blue to communist red. Blue used to be our color. The color red belongs to the Democrat communists. We should go purple. Red does not belong to us. If Trump goes, America goes. It was on the communist auction block before. It will be up for sale again. Those who divide us will destroy us, and those who take your guns away intend to kill you. In 20 days, let's see, what this time we will all be slaves, broke and broken. Viva el Trumpo, viva Cristo Rey. Never say left, always say communist. Free the Obama POWs. In 20 days, 2,200 invasion babies will be returned to their mother and or coyotes. In 20 days, 94,000 American babies will have their heads cut off in Democrat chop shops. And the tune is look away. Look away because you can't stand to see what's going on. Where are the crocodile tears for them? 3,000 a day torn to pieces at planned slaughterhood on a government grant. 1,200 white, 1,100 black, and that black figure is too high. If blacks are 16% of the population and they're aborting 1,100 babies when whites are aborting 1,200, something's wrong, fellas. You better get to the gospel people right away. And 700 Latino niños. Where are the civil rights people for those babes in the womb? If a guy shoots a woman in the belly and the baby and her die, he's only charged with one murder. Is that fair? I thought LLP was for everybody. Weren't the founding fathers pro-life? Those who divide us will destroy us. Have you noticed that the Democrat communists are now campaigning using Trump's talking points? All because of Trump. Better not lose him or tie him down. You're looking at 70 million voters for Trump anytime he needs it, and 30,000 in the Dow Jones Industrial Average on 2020. 26. I'm voting for Trump. I don't want to lose my capital gains. Obama said Trump needs a magic wand. I just saw a magic wand. He has one. It's a golf club. And he plays less golf than Obama, but they accuse him of not working. The guy is up at 4 a.m. He does 8 hours by lunch when the Democrats show up for the free lunch and take the rest of the day off. Trump is super mega man. And all the Democrats have are straws that they're clutching at. Back to the show. Find another tune. Ooh, I got a nice one for you. You're going to love this. And I'm going to say goodnight. So, tomorrow, remember, watch Trump's back, because it's only you and us against the rhino rats and the communist Democrats. The tune you're going to hear has 47 scratches in it. It's a vinyl record. Each scratch is 8,000 GIs who died in World War II. They are the cast of World War II. And they died as quickly as that scratch was made. And never forget who saved your life. And that's part of your American heritage. Listen to the ocean's roar. Show and book, signing off. Until we meet again.